Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my dear friend, Jill Dunn. Hello, Jill.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi.
So this week we are doing a hashtag Damn Goods product review episode all about hair.
That's right. We haven't covered hair that much this year. Yeah. So before the year is out, we were like, we need to talk.
Yes.
We need to talk, especially because I've been seeing a lot of results with my healthy hair journey.
Yes, indeed.
So I had to share with everybody.
Yeah.
All the things I've been doing to get there.
Yeah. And of course, y'all know if you're tuning in as a regular listener, we're Jill and Carlene, two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And we're here with the Breakthrough People Products and Moment. We're here with the best. Oh, my God. What are we doing here?
We are here with the Breakthrough People Products and Moments in Beauty.
Right. You would think after almost 7 years, I would know that off by heart, but sometimes I just mess it up.
Yes. But we're doing a double recording, so
it's
you're probably
true.
A bit exhausted.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys tuned in last week because Jill did her Damn Goods hair review. And because I always say her backup career would be as a hairstylist, she's actually really good at styling her hair. We tasked Jill with testing all of the latest hair tools on the market.
Yes.
She was comparing, she was contrasting, and
everything from a $20 roller set to a $700 tool. So go back, and if you want to know what's up, what I think is hashtag damn good, then go ahead and check that out and add it to your Santa list, you know?
That's right. And, you know, myself, I have a totally different journey.
Yeah.
My hair is very colored. I have probably 70% gray under here. So as a result, I'm a natural brunette, went blonde, a lot of bleaching, a lot of damage. Jill's like got very natural. It's not virgin hair, but it's like very healthy.
Yeah. So I don't have the double processing.
Yeah. I'm in the chair every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So my hair has been through the wringer, and I just came to the realization earlier this year that it was completely fried and unacceptable, frankly, as a beauty podcaster. So I had to take several steps to get my hair back to health. And actually, I have a hair routine that I'm going to drop just ahead. It's a 7-step routine.
Great.
I'm going to tell you. But I've gotten there. Have you noticed?
Yeah, definitely. Once you made the cut, you made a big cut. And then I noticed for sure it was like definitely looks really healthy and full.
Yeah.
And I will say, by the way, this is just a little side note because I just finished reading the Britney Spears bio memoir that she said her natural hair is black.
What?
Not brown, but
stop
black.
Stop it.
That was a big revelation in that book for me. I had to go back and I was like, did I hear that right? Yeah. So she is not a natural blonde, as we probably assumed, but I did not Think black hair.
Wow.
Was her natural shade.
My jaw is still on the floor, everybody.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Yeah.
That is wild. Okay, well, that, I'm still reeling from that. What else did I want to tell you?
And by the way, I also have another little tidbit just about somebody in just about in Hollywood and why, you know, we all we're always on a hair journey. But just so you know, everyone, we've worked in magazines, we've worked on photo shoots. 90% of A-listers out there that have great looking hair, they have extensions in or they have toppers in.
Wow.
So there's a lot of tricks and hair and things that we just don't do as normies.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of us are always trying to sort of level up our hair routine and make it look like, you know, an A-list celebrity. And I've heard that like Nicole Kidman hasn't worn real hair in years. It's all wigs. Mm. So just keep these things in mind, everyone, as we're bringing these photos in and aspiring to certain looks.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, Jill added this qualifier last week, and I will add it as well, is it's just the two of us testing. As much as we'd love to have a whole panel
army of people
on our team someday, for the moment it's just us. So to let you know, I already explained my hair color issues. My hair is fairly straight. There's not a lot of curl in it. It is fine hair, but I have lots of it. I think I have started to get a little bit of
regrowth,
thinning hairline. With mine, I notice more gappiness in the front, which I think is post-COVID, but also could be hormonal.
Yeah.
You know, perimenopausal, whatever. So I'm not going to talk so much about that right now, but I'm just so excited because I've seen a visual difference in my hair. I can feel a very marked difference in my hair. So I'm so happy. And I think we should get into it. It's my 7-step routine. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk to you about the shampoos and conditioners that I've been loving. I'm going to talk about the styling products that I use, the treatments that I get to make it look soft, how I get it to bounce back when I go overboard on all my treatments. And finally, I have a gift idea for you. But I think one of the most exciting things is I really tried to concentrate on where I'm saving money and where I'm spending money, because I'm just really aware that people's like pocketbooks are really strained this year. And actually, on that note, I want to give you a scoop that we are doing our holiday gift guide with some special attention to the fact that pocket strings are being tightened right now. So with that, let's get into it.
Yeah. And every single thing that Carlene talks about today, we will link to over on our website. So if you're driving or commuting right now or cleaning the house while you listen to us, just check our website at Breaking Beauty Podcast. And we'll try to also share some images of these products on our Instagram. Let's do it. Macy's is one of our show partners this week. So it's holiday party season. I personally attended 3 different soirees this past week. And aside from catching up with everyone, I think the most fun part for me is seeing how decked out everyone is getting for their party photo ops. It's just so much fun. And if you want to refresh your winter wardrobe just in time for the holidays, Macy's has got you covered. So maybe you're craving like bold, bright outerwear. I mean, red is the hot hue of the moment. Macy's has everything from crimson coats and tons of party frocks with mesh and sequins and silver accessories like silver handbags and jewelry. I mean, that's all so on trend, and Macy's has got your back. And of course, they have all of the coolest makeup for nights out. I mean, you'll always look dressed up if you're wearing a bold, bright red lip. And right now, I'm obsessed with the Dior Forever Liquid Lipstick in a sequin finish. It's so cool and so much fun for party season. Or if you're feeling more low-key, check out Macy's selection of their warm winter neutrals like muted dresses and sweaters. And for all of the inspo and must-haves that you need right now, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. And if you need a little help finding your style footing, pair up with a personal stylist. They'll help you put your look together either in-store or from the comfort of your home. Best of all, it's totally free. So head on over to macys.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. We'll link to these URLs in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Gracie Norton from the Wellness Her Way podcast, the ultimate sanctuary for a welcoming approach to wellness. It seems like every day there's a new food we're not supposed to eat, a new cleanse to take part in, or a new workout that claims to give us a flat stomach within a week. Rather than hopping on trends, we're going back to the roots of wellness and making a home of our body, mind, and soul. If you're seeking physical growth, emotional abundance, or simply a more fulfilling life, tune in to the Wellness Her Way podcast on November 6th. Get ready to embrace your body through all its forms and get back to the roots of wellness.
So I would like to know, Carlene, because you've always said I'm lazy slash busy. I'll always prioritize sort of like ease of a process over like the health of my hair. So was there a TSN turning point where you said hair, I can't keep going like this? What was it? Was it a comment? Was it you looked in the mirror one day? What was it?
It was really going to a new colorist and having her just look at my hair in amazement and be like, I don't understand why it's so fried.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this last week a little bit, but I'm a beauty editor. I use all of the top treatments in the world. There's no reason my hair should look this fried.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment was when she said to me, when is the last time you cut your hair? And I said, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was the moment. I was like, how is it possible that it's this damaged in 4 weeks? And the answer was...
And you're not drying your hair every day.
Yeah.
No,
I'm only washing my hair 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I really think this was a big contributor.
Yeah.
So I'm holding up one of those double shot dryer things where it's a jumbo curling iron blow dryer in one step. And I think the thing for me is like that particular one anyway, it's only two heats. It's low and it's high as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just frying my hair. And she confirmed, she's like, I have so many clients, it has buggered up their hair. It messes with the color as well. She's like, that's why it keeps kind of going yellowy. It makes so much sense. So I just kept thinking it was the hair color because I'm in the chair every 4 weeks. So I just thought it was that. Plus I'm getting older. So the texture of my hair is changing. But yeah, it finally was a eureka moment. And I was like, this thing is a goner. So highly de-influencing that one. And now, so I'm back to my Dyson
Supersonic.
And I just use a round brush. So right now I'm using the Orbe, which is like one of those nylon and boar bristle. I really like that one. And let's face it, I don't have crazy curly hair where I need to be doing much more than that. So come on.
Yeah.
You know, I like that particular brush because it's really lightweight.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt my arm when I'm trying to like twist
it. How long does it take you to go from soaking wet hair to dry hair?
I would say I do it in sections, probably, I don't know, like 13 minutes or something.
Oh my God, that's quick.
15 minutes, something like that.
That is unheard of.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I can't believe you were using the blow dryer before the other thing.
I know.
And by the way, I will say you're using which hair dryer?
The Dyson
Supersonic.
Yeah.
I've had my Dyson Supersonics, the very first edition since it came out, which was in 2016, still kicking.
Yeah.
Just letting everybody know.
Yeah. And it's actually funny you should say that because I was, prior to this one, I was using, I've used like, you know, the big brands that are $250. I'm just going to name them like randomly, like GHD, Moroccan Oil,
Hair
Josh, T3. Anyways, I'm just loosely saying, I don't want to like stomp all over those. But generally for me, I would find that every 2 years, it would just go kaput.
Uh-huh.
The blow dryer would just stop working. Mm-hmm. So I do think that that is a testament that you've had the Supersonic for so long.
Yeah. But I will say, I also have a Conair one that for 10 years that I was just like, I'm just keeping this around to see how long it will last.
Yeah.
And it's yet to die.
Okay.
Fascinating.
All right. Well, there you go. Conair. Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing I did, which was the biggest game changer, was I just cut it. I cut off 4 or 5 inches of the garbage hair, because the reality is when it's damaged to a certain point, there is no coming back. There is no amount of K18 that you're going to put on those fried dead locks that's going to bring it back to life. So I got rid of it. I don't know what I was holding on to. I love the haircut that I got. Shout out to Sam at 27 Salon in Toronto.
That's great.
I just cut it so it's like couple inches below my shoulders, but I got these like little layers in the front. Now it feels like a different look, a refresh. I highly recommend. So those are the two biggest things. Mm-hmm. They will cost you pretty much no money, is ditch the 2-in-1 and cut your hair. Now I'm going to get into my hair routine.
Let's hear it.
Shampoo and conditioner. I found, this is a save, you guys. I found a new line that I really like. Okay. I'm not saying it's the best in the world, but it is so inexpensive and I really am enjoying it. It's called California Naturals.
Okay.
This line, I'm using the daily shampoo and conditioner. They're $10 each. $10 each.
Mm-hmm.
This is a budget hair care line from a woman named Shelby Wild. She's the founder of Playa. Do you remember Playa?
Yeah.
It's a prestige hair care brand. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those hot indie brands.
Very Instagrammable.
Very Instagrammable. Very like California vibes.
Yep.
Now, sadly for Playa, they were owned by Forma Brands.
Yes.
And since Forma Brands is now going under, it's very precarious what's going to happen with Playa. So everything on their website, I understand it. I think it says sold out. I'm not sure, guys.
Okay.
But in the meantime, the founder went off and started this affordable line called California Naturals. And I think she might have also had a baby. So she had this vision where she wanted to create things that were like 90% naturally derived that the whole family could use.
Okay.
So that's why it's like very cute font.
Hold it to yourself. Yeah.
On the packaging. Like it's got like a daisy on it.
Yeah.
I like the smell. It's just fresh, but not overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted it to be something that like everyone in the family could use. So it's been described as Stussy, like the skateboard line, meets Dr. Bronner. And in fact, apparently Tony Hawk, the skateboarder, serves as chief cultural officer for this brand. Funny. And on the way here, this is a side note, I heard on the radio that Tony Hawk's son
married Francis Cobain. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, $10. And
what do you like about it?
What I like about it is that it leaves my hair feeling really clean,
okay,
not weighed down. It's lightweight and it's also sulfate free,
okay,
which is, sulfates are not bad across the board for everyone. But for myself, I like sulfate free shampoos and conditioners because they don't strip my hair color and they don't over like strip the moisture either.
Yeah. For sure.
So it's got that like coconut, whatever that.
Yeah, the coconut cleansing agents.
Yeah, like, that lathery thing. It's got that instead.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that's that. That's a great saving thing. You'll find that.
I will say,
Target,
I'm just going to do a little myth busting here for our audience. When things say sulfate free conditioner, there's no such thing. That's complete marketing because there's never any sulfates in conditioners, period. But they put sulfate free on conditioner bottles. Just, you heard it from me. It doesn't even exist. It's just a marketing term.
Oh, got it. So to clarify, it does in shampoo, but not conditioner.
Correct.
Got it. All right. Now, next, I always have to use a detangling spray.
Yeah.
So the detangling spray I'm using right now is the Unite 7 Seconds Detangling Spray.
Uh-huh.
It is not inexpensive. It's $38 US and $42 Canadian. Do you recognize this?
Yeah, I recognize the brand. I've not tried that product, though.
Yeah, so this product, the reason why I got my hands on it, it's a professional product and I've seen so many people use this on my hair.
Right.
When we get to go and get those like blowouts from a professional or it could be a celebrity hairstylist, I started noticing that many of them were using this Unite product. Mm-hmm. And typically they're not talking about this product. Right. I never talked to a rep. They're talking about something else, but they're grabbing this product and using it. And mm-hmm. I was like, what is that?
Right.
It's one of those products, you guys, where we've talked about this before. It's like ugly packaging.
Yeah, bottom shelf beauty.
Bottom shelf beauty. Really good product. And I think the thing that makes it great is that 7-second detangler idea. It's like you use it and it just works faster to get through the tangles. It's got panthenol, which we know is like just B12 or mm-hmm. whatever helps mm-hmm. to strengthen the hair. The hydrolyzed rice protein, those are all going to help strengthen. And I, when I was looking up the prices and stuff, I noticed Selena Gomez apparently used it on one of her Get Ready With Me videos.
Love it. Love it.
So I do recommend that one. Now I've recommended this in the past, but if you are on a budge, the Odele Leave-In Detangler Tonic is only like $10.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know that it's going to work like as well, but I've used it before. Like, it's fine. It's just one of those workhorse products where you can get it for $10, guys.
That's great. Yeah. I love the Waze Leave-In Conditioner. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. I use that one too. Yeah. I use that one too. I just thought I'd try something new for today's episode. And then in terms of the weekly treatment that mm-hmm. you're going to use once a week, my K18 is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I've talked about this in the past. We've done a whole episode with the founders that talks about the technology. We can link to it, you guys, on our website under episode recaps, but it's fantastic. And I think over the time we've talked about it, it's just been reaffirmed over and over again mm-hmm. that it is the one to beat.
I'm just going to hold your thought there because I do think people are still using this wrong. Okay. Tell me how you use it.
Okay. So you don't use a conditioner in the shower. You wash your hair. Instead of using a conditioner, you just get out of the shower, which feels really wrong if you're super tangly like me.
Yep.
And then you want to dry your hair, not with a blow dryer. You want to towel dry your hair, thank you, as much as possible before you put it in. The founder recommends that you use the special towel.
The Aquas towel. The Aquas towel. Which I do use.
Because it sops up the moisture better. And then you want to touch it the least amount as possible. Then you're going to use like 1 to 2 pumps on your entire head.
And this is for your hair length and your hair type, which is fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, it says on the bottle, I'm pretty sure it says to use 1 pump, but I use 2 because I had the long hair.
Uh-huh.
But you definitely don't want to be using like 5 pumps.
Got it.
It's too much. Like he even said in the episode, I don't care what kind of hair you have. You should be using like 2 pumps maximum. And then I just finger comb it through my hair. She's got to feed me the words. What is wrong with me? And then you want to wait 4 minutes before you do anything else.
Okay.
And that's how you use it. And then you carry about your business.
You do not rinse it out.
You do not rinse it out.
It does not make your hair greasy.
It does not make your
hair
greasy.
Kind of just like absorbs.
Correct.
Into your hair. Now, correct. Do you use it Ruth to length or no?
I do not. So,
okay, that's good. That's good to know. The K18. Because I've had a couple of people say, I bought it. You told me to buy it and I didn't like it. I had to give it. And I was like, you're using it wrong. That's what I said.
I mean, listen, everybody's hair is different.
Yeah.
But for me, it is a staple. The other one is the ePress. I don't know. I still don't know how to pronounce it,
Could be a prey. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? This one is also a staple. Now, the K18 is $75 US, $100 Canadian. It's a lot, but like I said, you're using 1 drop. So
they also have like a mini size at Sephora.
Yeah.
I saw like they have like a little holiday pack right now that's like a mini hair oil and a mini one of those. And it's like you could at least try it for like $20, I think.
Yeah. So I still think that's even more affordable than the Apres. I'm going to say it Apres, which like one of these lasts 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Let's talk through this whole thing again because I know you've talked about it in detail before, but just so people, if they aren't familiar, what you do.
With the Epray, this is another bond repair treatment. It's by one of the original scientists behind Olaplex. So if you ask me, when one of the original scientists comes out with a 2.0, it's like of the person who created this entire category of bond repair treatments, it's like, I will follow. And what it is it comes in these little vials and you put it in. What I'm holding here is a spray bottle. This actually comes empty. You put one of the vials in and then you fill up the rest with water and then you shake it and you spray it all over your hair when it's dry. And then you soak your hair and it's a pre-treatment. So you use it, you let it sit for a bit, and then you shampoo and condition your hair.
Okay.
Anyways, I think this product is excellent. And just to be totally honest with you, I haven't really found a treatment that is as good as those to give you a kind of save option. But I do have some other ideas I'm going to get into in a second.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you in part by Olay. So we've been talking about the worthwhile investments, where you can save on hair today. Now I want to pause for a minute to take that same economy-proof approach to skincare. Enter Olay's latest skincare game changer, the new Super Serum, a powerful daily serum that combines five serums in one lightweight formula. Check out these hero ingredients. You've got activated niacinamide, vitamin C, collagen peptide, vitamin E, and AHA, alpha hydroxy acid, all in one. So there's no guesswork. You don't have to think about, can I use this serum and that ingredient? They all work together in this one formula and deliver 2 months worth of visible skin improvement in just 2 weeks. I have tried it. I really love that it didn't irritate my sensitive skin. And one thing that really impressed me, I learned when I was at the event earlier this year in New York, I learned that the brand blind tested the serum. They had their test subjects use the Olay Super Serum on one half of their face, and they used another leading luxury serum in a familiar amber bottle on the other side of their face. And after using it consistently, the test subjects preferred Olay's drugstore serum over the $100 bottle. Not only that, but Olay Super Serum, it's clinically proven to improve skin texture, even tone, firm, smooth visible lines, and give you that long-lasting hydration. There's honestly so much R&D in a single bottle of Olay Super Serum. I think it's a very high quality product considering what you're paying. There's actually over 70 years of skincare science behind the Olay lab leading to this new latest innovation, which, by the way, this just in, Olay Super Serum was recently awarded an Allure Best of Beauty Award. You can find Olay Super Serum and other Olay products in major retailers nationwide across Canada and the US. For more information, visit olay.ca. And now back to the show. I want to point your attention to a TikToker I started following. Mm-hmm. Her name is Abby Young. Mm-hmm. It's Y-U-N-G, and I will link to it in our post for mm-hmm. on our website. She is a trichologist in training mm-hmm. on TikTok, and she describes herself as a science, she's hair science obsessed. And I think she's such a great person to follow because you don't find a lot of strictly hair influencers.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's more like, oh, I tried this at home and I love it. Like, you don't find a lot of trichologists.
So it's like a the germ talk.
Exactly.
It's like a tri talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she really seems like she knows what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. She's deep in the studies for this stuff. And she is hitting some of this science hard. So for one thing that I'm following her for is she's actually doing a bond repair challenge.
Okay.
Where she's comparing K18, Epress, Living Proof, Olaplex, and like one other one, and actually sending swatches of hair to a lab to have it be treated with each one to see which one is the most successful. So I am following this journey on her TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain, but she sent it once and the swatches didn't perform properly. So she bought new hair swatches and now she sent those in. It's going to take quite a while to get the results, but like she has really good product reviews. She gets into the ingredients. I highly recommend.
Very cool.
Now, the next thing I want to
talk... Can I ask you, did you try the L'Oreal Bond Repair?
The L'Oreal Bond Repair system, it's four products. Basically, there's a pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and then a finishing serum. This system actually surprised me. I really had low expectations just because, frankly, the whole bond repair category is so much marketing at this point. Like every single brand has a bond repair this or a bond repair that. And I have heard, you know, just rumblings from hairstylists and stuff that a lot of it is bunk. So I didn't know what to make of this line. All I can tell you is that it's meant to be used together. First of all, they're like $7 each. They're so inexpensive even just to try. In Canada, I believe they're $11 each. And I was surprised because I noticed my hair was softer, silkier, and shinier after just one use. And I even right from the beginning, the pre-shampoo, so you put that on, you actually put that on in the shower on damp hair, which is a little bit different. You leave it on for a few minutes, you know, while you shave your underarms, whatever. And then you do the shampoo and conditioner. And right from that first step, I started feeling this like softness and just nice texture to my hair, almost like you're using like a lamellar water, but it didn't have the tingling in the scalp. So I know it's not the same technology. But yeah, I feel like, you know, you're meant to use all four together, but even just that product in itself, I feel like was doing something. And same thing for the serum that you use at the end. So when you get out of the shower, you just towel dry your hair, you put that in. Now, that particular day I used it, I didn't use a detangling spray because I didn't want to mess with it. I just used that. And then I used my fingers to like comb it through my hair. And that as well, I was like, this product is kind of insane. And I noticed the brushing through was a lot easier and it was just really smooth. So I feel like the shampoo or conditioner, I'm going to say, even though L'Oreal would not agree with this, I feel like I could take it or leave it. But those two bookended products were amazing. Whether it's like legit bond, whether it's getting into the cortex of your hair and actually repairing those bonds, I am not a scientist. I can't tell you for sure it's doing that. They say that it's got citric acid in it. That's what penetrates the hair cortex. That's helping to rebuild those weak hair bonds and restore the health of your hair. But like, I just don't know how to assess that. But just after one use, I would say my hair looked and felt a lot better. So I'm saying it's damn good. I'm doing the hashtag damn good. I think it's worth a shot. Now, moving on, I've been using some styling treatments that you use straight out of the shower that kind of washes out as opposed to, you know, sort of repairing your hair. And I think that these are great, like temporary fixes to get you like less frizz and get that super smooth look.
Yeah.
And they're meant to be heat activated. So they really are meant to be used with these hot tools we talked about in your episode.
Right. Like the Color Wow Dream Coat, for instance, that's like heat activated. By the way, that is so amazing.
Yes.
If you use it, you just got to use it. Hair is sopping wet. Put it all over. Blow dry your hair. Oh my God, your hair lasts so shiny, frizz free forever.
Yeah. So the Dream Coat to me was kind of the OG. Maybe there was more, but that was like the one that made it famous. And of course, Chris Appleton is a rep for that brand. Yeah. And he is a fan of that product as well. It seems to be kind of coming back in a way. Moroccan Oil just launched their Frizz Shield Spray.
Oh, I want to try this. I saw it at Sephora.
So this is $30 US and $40 in Canada. And it is a weightless mist that is meant to protect up to 90% humidity to prevent frizz, flyaways, and static, and give you that like glassy shine. Yeah. Now, what I think is unique about this product is that it actually has a bit of the argan oil in it.
Yeah.
Which I think is really unique. Obviously, those other products don't have that, but it doesn't feel like you're just spraying straight up oil on your hair. Yeah. So in the same way that you mentioned, Jill, you would apply this in sections on damp hair, mm-hmm. and then you blow dry your hair in sections. And they recommend that if you really want to lock it in, that you straight iron it as well. So again, it's all about that heat activation.
I trust Moroccan oil for frizz because they're all about smoothing for like so many curly girls love Moroccan oil.
Yeah.
They're not going to put out a frizz product unless it's like curly girl tested, approved, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm curious how curly girls out there are enjoying this product. Definitely drop into our DMs, or even better, we always post on Instagram when we launch a new episode. Drop it in the comments and let people know, because that way everybody can see it.
Yeah.
So if you're loving this product or not so much mm-hmm. for curly hair, please do, or in our Facebook chat room. So this is my second day with it in my hair right now. I definitely felt that it made my hair like really smooth, touchable. I could run my fingers through it. I did use hairspray before coming here, so it's not as smooth as it was, but it's like, yeah, I could really feel
it looks really soft and like not weighed down. It doesn't look greasy at all.
And not frizzy.
Yeah.
So I do give that product the thumbs up. However, I have to say that this is another save situation.
Yeah.
Because I also used the L'Oreal Elvive. Is that the way to say it?
I think so.
The L'Oreal Elvive Dream Lengths Heat Slayer Pre-Iron Spray. Mm-hmm. This is $8 US.
Yeah.
Okay. About $10 in Canada. And Jill, you can see it. It's another one of these ugly products that work.
I actually think this is nice.
Really?
It's like a coral bottle with like scripty font and then the hot pink on top. Like I would like this on my bathroom.
Okay. It reminds me of like Caboodles or something. But anyway.
Stands out on the shelf. You gotta think about that with drugstore products. They gotta talk to you from the shelf. Gotta stand out.
That's true. The promise with this one is it gives you 3 days sleek hair and up to 450 Fahrenheit heat protection, 230 Celsius. It's meant to tame frizz, seal and shine, fight humidity, very similar to the Moroccan oil. So the way that I found out about this product is actually through my neighbor's kid.
Okay.
She's a teenager, which means she's a TikTok-aholic.
Yep.
And she discovered it through there. And so she uses it, and she had asked me if I had any like extras of it because she loves it so much. And I was like, why? What's the big deal? And she's like, it is phenomenal. Like you use it on your hair and it really does last for 3 days. It says it lasts for 3 days and it does. So I tried it. This product is amazing.
So good.
I used this before we went to New York last week. I washed it the night before we flew. So I got on a plane and I was there for 3 days. I don't know. Again, this is my own self-assessment. I thought my hair looked pretty good the whole time I was there. Mm-hmm. It looked to me, it felt to me, which is another thing. You know, when you get that salon blowout and you just feel that like lightness and that smoothness and, you know, it wasn't getting greasy too fast. That's how I felt with this L'Oreal Dream Lengths Heat Slayer. And like, no, I didn't use a flat iron, but my hair is, you know,
Fairly straight,
but I do have to blow dry it with a round brush or it would get waves and it does get frizzy. And I just felt like the first day when I woke up in New York, my hair was more like bunched and crunched and, you know, I had some waves from sleeping on it. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess like it was still smooth, but I was like, I guess today I'm going to be rocking a bit out of a wave. And like I brushed it and it was back to looking like straight again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this really is the 3 day. Like, that's the first product I've used where I was like, I cannot believe it lasted 3 days and didn't make my roots super oily.
Yeah. Yeah. L'Oreal's got some great styling products, like the Wonder Water, using it in the shower, the 8 second lamellar rinse. It really works.
I was going to say. So again, if you're not on the budget for the K18, the Epress, all of that, the Wonder Water, which Dream Lengths has one as well. And you use that in the shower. You can use it instead of your conditioner or before your conditioner. It's an in-between step.
Yeah.
And it kind of heats up in a weird way. I don't know what's happening.
Well,
it's like
a flash contact with your hair.
Yeah.
And it is only meant to be in there for like 8 seconds. And like lamellar technology comes. This is, by the way, this is all off the top of my head. I hope I'm saying it correctly. But lamellar technology is from K-Beauty. And it really is like meant to be inspired by those. Yeah. But meant to be inspired by those treatments that you got in the salon in Korea. And it's almost like a shine top coat. Yeah. On your hair. You have to use a lot though. It's like you're kind of shooketh with how much you're putting on your hair. Yeah. It's like 40 milliliters or something insane. And it shows you like a graduated, like a measuring cup on the side of the bottle to know like this is 20 milliliters, this is 40, this is 60, this is 80. And it really works for smoothing.
I can't even imagine using both of these in the same day. I would, for my hair, that might be overboard, but I don't have extremely coarse,
curly
hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, double do it. Again, drop into our comments. Let us know. Let us know.
Do I'm sure experiment. Somebody out there has tried it.
Oh, absolutely. The dream link. So that is like the biggest save. I absolutely love it. This episode is brought to you in part by Pillsbury. So shout out to any fellow moms out there juggling driving runs to volleyball practice, managing sleepovers, Pilates classes a couple nights a week. I mean, it really leaves very little time in the evening for much else, never mind making a family dinner. Well, this is where Pillsbury's got us all covered with simple recipes made with Pillsbury Crescent Rolls that can be added to your weeknight dinner rotation. Because yes, the tasty crescents we all know and love have officially made the move from side dish to main dish with weeknight recipes as easy as fill, roll, bake. And I mean, it really is that simple. You can just roll up some of your favorite ingredients. However, if you'd like ideas, you can visit Pillsbury.com. Check it out. How about a ham and Swiss crescent ring with a side of crudité? Cheeseburger crescents with a crisp side salad. I'm pretty sure all your food groups are covered there. Or chicken taco stuffed crescent rolls. I mean, yum. These are all great for Monday night football, I'd say. And the best part is when there are leftovers, you can pack them up and throw them in a school lunch too. It's going to save you time in the morning. I love that. You can find Pillsbury in the dairy aisle for dinner prep in 30 minutes or less. That's positively picky eater pleasing. I know those guys exist in my house. Find more weeknight dinner recipes at Pillsbury.com. That's Pillsbury.com. And now back to the show. One thing I just want to say on this journey is, of course, I had some moments trying different products like masks that were too heavy for my hair. Yeah. Where I did get accidentally too oily. Mm-hmm. And for that, I still go back to my Way Detox shampoo.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Fame forever and ever and ever.
This one's $32 US, $43 in Canada. It's a clarifying shampoo that it will just get rid of that gunk when you have overdone it. But I might try something else and be like, oops.
Yeah.
So definitely. And just with these heat activated coated things, you know, over time. Mm-hmm. So once a week, this is definitely part of my 7-step routine. I would not give that up. It has like apple cider vinegar in it.
Oh, wow.
Which is like a tried and true product to help get that, you know, super clean. So it doesn't dry you out either, which I really like. And then the other thing, if I have time quickly, I have switched dry shampoos to the powders.
Yes.
Instead of the spray. Because I believe the spray probably has alcohol.
It has benzene.
Alcohol and all that stuff. And
it has a propellant, right, in it. So what Carlene is saying is she has a non-aerosol dry shampoo.
Yes, exactly. So it really is like a powder. Mm-hmm. It is a powder. And they're better to travel with.
Well, that's what Chlorine has had this for years.
Yes, absolutely.
They have the non-aerosol. It puffs in. And apparently they use it in hospitals. So that's why they have it. So people who can't wash their hair.
Oh,
that's how Chlorine started with that product.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shout out to Chlorine.
Yeah.
Well, the Orbe. So I'm holding the Serene Scalp Oil Control Dry Shampoo Powder. It's in this little lavender.
Pretty.
Tubey thing.
That is not. Can't be cheap. That is not a save, I'm guessing.
No, this one is not. It is. I can't remember. I think it's around $50. It's not a save. But yeah, what I like about it. So here's the thing you don't want to do is put it right on your scalp.
It's not a salt shaker, everybody.
It's not a salt shaker because you're going to see the white. You want to put it in your hand, in the palm of your hand, and then rub your palms together and, well, try to get it more on your fingers and then rub it into your scalp.
Okay.
And I quite like that. Again, if you're looking for a dupe, the Odele dry shampoo powder.
Let me see the applicator on that.
So this one is, it's a pump. And again, I would put it in your hand. In your hands and try to get it on your fingertips and then rub it in. I guess that brings me to the last thing because that's really all my seven steps. Itch. I'm not going to get into it too much, but my hair color, I have started going more into the blonde.
Okay.
Blonde. So it's a little bit more brunette blonde now. And I do think that's less stress on the hair.
Definitely.
Right?
And we're going to talk about that soon.
Yes. We actually, last week, Matt Rez did my hair color. He is a rep for Moroccan Oil and an ambassador. And he did my hair color. And we're doing an episode with him.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And he also does Adele's hair, Mara Morris's hair, Hailey Bieber's hair.
Yeah.
Insert celebrity's name here. He is the man du jour.
Yeah.
Your hair looks great. So I got to do the interview with him. I didn't get my hair done by him because I have my own journey that I'm on, but we will talk more about hair color specifically.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
In the new year.
Yeah. Yes. I will just say, I think the demi permanent color
is
a great.
I've been on it for a
great
while.
Option.
It's the best.
It's not as damaging.
And also it just like the regrowth, you can barely tell.
Yeah. I do think,
like, I know I have like some grays, but it's no band. There's no banding.
Yeah. And if you have a certain amount of gray like me, here's how I look at it. I'm going to be in the chair every 4 weeks regardless. So whether it's growing out or whether it's fading out, I'm still going to be in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So may as well do the demi, which is less damaging and doesn't give the banding.
Exactly.
So
affordable and a shorter process.
Yeah. So and the way he did it, because I always thought that it wouldn't cover grays.
No, it does.
Because I'm 70% gray. Again, it totally covered my grays. The first time he did my hair, I actually used a permanent last week. It's a long story, but it totally covered my grays, and it actually did last. Yeah. So there's another hot tip. Now I want to close it out.
Yeah.
And this is going to be another little sneak peek into our next damn goods next month, which is going to be our holiday gift guide.
Next month, girl, it's in 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Whatever
it
is.
We're not going to leave you hanging for gift guide inspo. Yeah,
yes, I'm lost in the timelines, but we have our holiday gift guide coming out. So I'm going to give you a little preview because I found one that is a splurge and a save.
Okay.
Okay, this is the Balmain Winter Brilliance set. It's $124 US and $179 Canadian.
Yeah.
It's available at Balmain Hair US and Saks Fifth Avenue. Okay, so I'm holding a...
They actually sell this at my salon.
Oh, nice.
It's $15.12.
Beautiful. I'm holding a beautiful box, very giftable. And inside this box are three pieces. There is a leave-in conditioning spray. We've talked about that today. I wouldn't leave home without one of those. It also has a moisturizing cream, okay, which I think is great for if you have a little bit thicker hair, like wavy hair, whatnot, and you don't want it to be crunchy. But it also comes with the Balmain Barrette, everyone. The Balmain Barrette. So it is, this one is black and it has the little Balmain Gold B. Okay. The legit one. And I did the math on it, everybody. If you were to buy, I'm just going to talk in US prices. So again, $124 US. If you were to buy all of these three pieces separately, it would come to a total of $206. But you're only paying $124. The barrette alone is $94 if you were to buy it separately. So you're basically getting the barrette for free. The girl math is mathin.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I have the white barrette of this that I got in the summer kit, and I love it. It's the Cheveux medium. It holds all of my hair. And see the pieces in the front that I have because of my haircut?
Love it. Okay, well, you're reminding me, because you mentioned Saks Fifth Avenue, of a product I really want to try. And it's by an amazing hairstylist here in Toronto who actually lives in my condo building. I should go knock on his door right now. Jason Lee, we were with a PR person last week who we were out to dinner. And she had this product in her purse. That's how much she's loving it. And the product is called the Mila and Cara Balayage Exceptional Smooth Ends. So it's like a split end treatment. Yeah. And I need to try that. It's like 46 Canadian and around 40 US dollars. It's at Saks. And everybody is saying that it is like absolutely unreal for making your hair look really smooth and perfect at the ends. Need to get that, Jason.
Okay.
Jason Lee. He's wonderful. He did my latest haircut, actually.
And Jason, you can save on the delivery field.
Yeah, exactly. He can just put it in the elevator and send it down to me.
Leave it with the concierge.
But yeah, I really want to try that because I know you've talked about the shampoo and conditioner before.
Yes.
And I haven't tried anything yet.
Yes. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed my 7 steps toward healthy hair journey. And let me know if you have any tips, everyone. What, you know, have you been on this journey? Has something been a huge game changer in your life? Let me know.
Yeah, I think it's there's a lot of products. So I'm impressed with your routine. But I think it's one of those things. There is a lot of trial and error, especially if you have curly hair or your hair is processed and you want to protect the investment, you know.
And I did the high low.
Yeah.
Like, really, you know.
For sure. So
it's not that much, really. I'm still lazy and I'm still busy, everyone.
Exactly. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. As always, we will recap everything that Carlene talked about and the few products that I even threw in there. They'll be listed on our website under episode recaps. And of course, thank you to our sponsors this episode. We always appreciate when all of y'all support our show by supporting our sponsors. We are here each and every week and we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So we appreciate the love on that front as well. So we will see you next week. We have a very exciting episode. And then the week after that is a gift guide. And then we have so many amazing interviews coming up. Carlene and I are going to Paris really soon. We'll recap that. We're doing the most. So thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.